Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Saturday, January 28th. Today on Forbes, 5 leadership lessons from Ticketmaster and Southwest's recent failures. 2 major multi-billion-dollar corporations are facing investigations by the federal government following cascading failures of technology and ultimately management that left countless consumers in the lurch. But as Ticketmaster and Southwest Airlines scramble to recover from fallouts suffered in the final months of 2022, business leaders should take note of these lessons so they can avoid, or at least prepare for, similar circumstances. Last November, the nation's biggest ticket seller, Live Nation, had a spectacular failure when tickets for Taylor Swift's Eras Tour went on sale via its Ticketmaster service, leaving thousands of customers without tickets because of a massive technology failure caused by bot attacks. Just a few weeks after the Ticketmaster debacle, tens of thousands of passengers had their holiday travel plans disrupted when Southwest Airlines operations melted down in late December in one of the worst failures of a U.S. airline in recent memory. Strikingly, of all major U.S. carriers, Southwest was unique in its inability to quickly bounce back from weather-related cancellations. As Southwest floundered, travelers were booking fares on their competitors. In both cases, while buckling technology was the immediate cause of the meltdowns, poor management was ultimately the root of the failure. Here are some specific ways executives at any company, from airlines to ticket sellers, can avoid these sorts of failures and protect their businesses, shareholders, and customers. Number 1, plan ahead. Leaders and teams should always plan and strategize at least 2 to 3 years out. This means looking ahead to understand what sorts of technology upgrades you may need, rather than waiting until after they're needed. It also means advancing the planning every quarter. When a new quarter starts, make sure your planning advances too, so you're always thinking a minimum of 2 to 3 years in the future. Number 2, know your priorities. When something goes wrong, know what your priorities are. At any time, you have 3 overarching priorities: employees, clients, and shareholders. If you don't have any clients, you don't have a business. They must come first if there are major problems. Number 3, empower your people. Make sure that your managers and employees have the power to respond when something goes wrong. They should have the discretion to make common sense decisions for the benefit of customers or to prevent problems from occurring or getting worse. Hiding behind policies and procedures doesn't help anyone. Number 4, listen well. Usually, someone in an organization sees a problem coming before it arrives. That certainly seems to have been the case with Southwest. Leaders and managers who listen well and seek to truly understand what their employees are saying will do a better job of preparing for and preventing big problems. Number 5, follow up and practice accountability. If you see a problem on the horizon, push for a solution. Give managers and teams time to change things, but then follow up. If the situation hasn't improved, drill down on why. Is there a policy that's preventing changing? Are the incentives right? Why aren't actions being taken proactively to prevent problems from occurring? It's easy to lead when the skies are clear, but when there's trouble on the horizon, it quickly becomes evident who the great leaders are. They're the ones that have already planned ahead for how to weather the storm. While Southwest and Live Nation may have missed the mark, business leaders can learn a lot by examining where they went wrong and how they could have averted disaster. For full coverage, check out Joe Moglia's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.